Amanda's victory formation feel good right now. Still 1:22 on the clock. Why are we running a play? Stop. Why are we running a play? Why are we running a play? Oh, dear Lord, why are we running a play? What? Just, like, the game is over. Just kneel, right? Just kneel. Please kneel. Good God, please kneel. Please kneel. Good Lord. What are we, like, you know, the statistic, for, you know, statistically the game's over. The only way that Western Kentucky could possibly win is if we fumble. Like, the only thing that could happen, and we're running plays? Okay, there's V. Good Lord. Oh, good God. There it is. Okay. Okay. That was, I'm not built for that. I'm not built for that. Like, but that's like the first half. You take a knee, and the only thing that can stop the clock is a penalty. Like, oh. I mean, I'm stupid, right? I mean, I'm complaining about not taking a knee with a 13-point lead with, like, a minute left, but I don't care. We're 2-0. Okay, I predicted a win, right? I predicted a win. I said, we're going to win. Like, I think, you know, I think it's so great that the official, after the teams have already run off, just announced that the game is over. anyway. Okay, my thoughts are scrambled. Focus, Robert. Okay. Okay. Okay, okay. So I thought we would win. I thought we were going to win because I thought Western Kentucky would look like a team of the first-year coach that doesn't know what they're doing. And they kind of did, right? They looked like we looked at Arizona State. But I didn't expect to hold them to 7 and would have shut them out if it wasn't for the interception. I didn't expect that our defense on all those big third downs was true freshman Bobby Roundtree, true freshman Jamal Woods, sophomore Jamal Milan, and true freshman Isaiah Gay were the reason we won, right? We picked up Woods, what? Like January 30th? Oh, you know I gotta do it, right? Okay, you ready to hear me sing? Here we go.
Hail, alma mater, ever so true. We love no other, so let our motto be victory, Illinois.
Feels good. Okay. We're 2-0. Like, I predicted 3 wins. Well, let's get one more. Okay, I'll get to my point. I thought we would win, but I didn't think the defense would play like that. Like, the offense, okay, we would have scored there in the final drive. We took a knee or, you know, we played a conservative running clock, whatever. You know, offense was going to put up maybe 27. You know, this was a 24-27 point offensive performance, kind of, you know. Or, you know, I should say this was a 17 or 21% because, you know, 7 points were rolled by the defense. But still, the offense, you know, we don't get that pick 6, we still win 13-7. Like, you know. How did we do this with defense? Like, I thought the defense was admirable last week, right? We talked about that, 4.4 yards per play. Like, yes, we couldn't stop them on third down, and yes, we fixed it tonight. But it was, you know, it was 4.4 yards per play, right? That's pretty respectable. Yes, it's Ball State, fine. But, okay, respectable. But that defense, I mean, I got a text from my friend Tom. He's like, we're swarming. Yes, we're swarming. Like, that's a swarming defense, and I would say the majority of the game, it was freshman, sophomore, sophomore, freshman, junior, sophomore, after Watson came off, you know, Dale Harden came in. So junior, sophomore at linebacker. Actually, after Julian Jones came off with the cramp or whatever, it was Justice Williams as a sophomore. So let's go D-line, freshman, sophomore, sophomore, freshman. Linebackers in the fourth quarter. Junior, sophomore, sophomore. Defensive backfield, sophomore, freshman, sophomore, freshman. What? Like, Western Kentucky won 9 games in a row? Like, high-powered offense? Okay, maybe they're, you know, they're not there yet and the new coach is changing things too much, but 7 points? And just because of a short field? With all sophomores and freshmen? Like, in the fourth quarter, there was one junior on the field. And he's a newcomer. Delshawn Phillips, this is his second game in a uniform. Okay, I got to rest on that for a second. In the fourth quarter, our defense did not have anyone with more than what? 1 year experience? Sophomore, freshman, sophomore. Junior, sophomore. Sophomore, freshman, sophomore. Yes. Yes. We did that with a defense that mostly didn't have anybody with any experience. The most experienced players on the field were Jamal Milan, who's a sophomore and started 7 games last year, and then Pat Nelson, who started 7 games last year. That's it. That's our. Tymir Oliver didn't start any games last year. Once Watson was gone, Dale Harding started, I think, 2 games last year. We had maybe 12 starts on the field. 12 starts on the field on the entire defense, and we held Western Kentucky to 7 points? What? Like, you have to understand how I see football. You know, you've heard it. You've read it. I've said it for years, right? Okay. You know, it's experience. You know, juniors and seniors are better at football than freshmen and sophomores. A fifth-year senior 2-star is usually better than a true freshman 4-star because older guys are better. So it went the same in high school when the freshmen tried to play on varsity. It's the same in college when the freshmen try to play. But to do this on defense with that much youth, I don't understand what's going on. What is happening? Like, that was a hook, right? We have a hook to hang our hat on for the next 3 years because all these players will still be around here. You know, I got my Twitter bio. But I have October 12th, 2019. You know, like, okay, that's when we're going to, you know, Michigan is hopefully going to be a night game. We exercise the demons of 2000 and we're officially back as a program on October 12th of 2019. This is that same defense. Like, the defense out there fourth quarter, the only player who won't be there for that 2019 game is Delshawn Phillips. I'm going to say that again. The Michigan game in 2019. 2+ years from now. That defense that was out there for basically the second half after Jones and Watson were gone is the defense that's going to play against Michigan in that game. That is insanity. So I thought we'd win. And I thought we'd win because Western Kentucky would make a bunch of mistakes. And they did. But we won because of defense. There's no other way to say we won because of a great, swarming, opportunistic, nasty defense. Now, yes, we might turn around. Western Kentucky goes 4-8. They're a complete, you know, total crap show because of a new coach who doesn't, you know, can't continue what was going on last. But... still, I'm hanging my hat on a hook tonight. That's insane. Like, can we count on this defense? Like, this young. So, we weren't playing much Adesanya. We haven't played Jamal Crawford. We haven't, you know, I guess Tito Odenebo was out there a fair bit. So there's another junior in the rotation. But 80% of the defense tonight was freshmen and sophomores. And we took one of the supposed better quarterbacks and better offenses and made them look silly. Did you see that closing speed on Bobby Rountree on that sack, a 13-yard sack that basically ended the game, you know, with like 3 minutes to go? I mean, he closed on the guy, and the quarterback is like, all he has to do is kind of throw it away, but he's got to spin his body to throw it away. And he can feel the heat of this true freshman. Okay, I got to stop babbling. I got to get down and do interviews, but I'm just going to say this. I need you all to understand how important early February was for this football team. Because in early February, we landed right before signing day, right at signing day, we landed Jamal Woods, we landed Bobby Rountree, and then after signing day, we landed Isaiah Gay. And all of those rushes you saw tonight were those three guys plus Jamal Malone. That was our third down pass rush, get after the quarterback package. Three guys who on inauguration day in January, Woods was going to Memphis, and Rountree was supposedly a lock for Indiana, and Isaiah Gay was going to Elon. What? Okay, this is stupid. I'm making a moron of myself. But we won. I love Club Memorial Stadium. Let's do this every week. Go Illini.